Hello. Hi. I see people rolling in. I'm sorry I'm a little bit late. I hope everybody is having a fabulous Monday. If you are here, this is the newbie kickoff call. I am so excited to have all of you here. I'm so excited to be welcoming you all to No BS. I want you to pop into the chat. Let us know, are you a newbie? Are you here for a refresher? What are you here for? Go ahead and put in the chat, where are you tuning in from? When did you join No BS? And what are you excited about learning today? I'm going to do a couple of admin things. As you know, we do a lot of things here on Zoom. And so I'm going to go over a little bit of that. But with that comes admin time for us as coaches and people who are running the calls. So Coach Betsy is here in the chat with us today. You'll see she just posted in the chat. Go ahead. If you have any questions, you're welcome to put them in there. She's also going to be in the Q&A. So I am going to promote her. Give me one second. Okay, I see some people joined in December. A refresher joined in September. Did anybody join with the new year? Who's our new year joiners? Mid-October. Oops. Karen is a newbie since Friday. Welcome, Karen. I'm so glad you're here. So glad you're here. Now, Coach Betsy is going to pop into the chat this new member kickoff guide. I am super excited. If you don't have this piece of paper, please do not freak out. If you've never heard of this, if you've never done anything with us before, don't worry. If you have a sheet of paper, that's all that matters. If you are posting in the chat, make sure you have it set to everyone. If it is set to host and panelists, the only people who are going to be able to see it is me and Coach Betsy. So you're going to want to make sure you have it set to everyone. I am also going to. Oh, Pam is from South Carolina and she joined in December. Jen is from Texas. Susan is here welcoming all the newbies. You'll see. Okay, this is a really awesome example of how cool our community is. Our community is not only in a couple of different places, but one is in the chat. While we're talking about Zoom, let's just talk about it. At the very bottom of your screen, or if you're on your phone, you're going to see three dots. If you're on your phone, and if the bottom of your screen, you're going to see a little thought bubble, and it's going to say chat underneath. You can click it, and it will pop out another thing. You're going to want to make sure it's set to everyone. That way, you're talking to everybody within the chat. Also, at the bottom, you'll see where you've got raise your hand, you've got Q&A. That's where you can put in any questions you have. I'm going to be answering Q&A at the very end of this call. So make sure that you save all of your Q&A till the end, or you can put it in this handy dandy Q&A button. If you pop it out, you can pop in your question and it will sit here until the end of the call when I can go through it. And if we're running over, the really cool part is Betsy can go in and also answer those. You'll see that a lot within our calls here at No BS. You'll also see you can leave the Zoom room right here at the very bottom right-hand side. It'll say end call or leave call. On my end, it says end call. It'll say leave call. Don't worry, we can't see you. Yep, that's right. We're on Zoom, but we can't see you. This is a call where it's just me. And at the bottom, you'll see that you have a mute. Don't worry, you're already muted. We have everybody muted upon them coming in. So you can't come on the screen or do anything. You're just here to listen, and that's super awesome. We do have a couple of calls that are community style calls where you're on the screen, but the host, like me today, will let you know at the beginning of the call whether or not you are on screen. All right, without further ado, let's get started. All right. First of all, why was No BS created? Why did Corinne create it? She created it because the diet industry was failing us. That's right. How many of us have had diets before just crash and it just doesn't work? We've tried it. It doesn't stick with us. It's not for us. It's not what we want. It just doesn't feel good. And that's kind of where Corinne was. She knew that she wasn't doing meal plans. She knew she didn't want to do any of those things that really we just need to know how to deal with our shitty day and move on from our shitty day and not eat over our shitty day. And that's exactly what we do here at No BS, is that we are going to live our normal day and not eat through it. How many times have you been able to actually have a day where you're not turning to food to fix something? Raise your hand. Well, don't raise your hand, but put in the chat. Have you had a day where you know for a fact that you've not turned to food? It's really hard. I know I've had a couple of days, but some days I still think about food, and I've been on my journey for 4 years. So it takes a lot to get going, but I want you to know that we're here. That's why we're on this call today. We want you to have the belief like we do. 4 years ago when I started, you know what? Who am I? Why am I even talking to you? Let me introduce myself. I'm Coach Kara. I am so excited to be here today to share this newbie journey with you, because I joined No BS 4 years ago, and I joined because I was a crash dieter. I really did so many things, and I was sick and tired of trying things. I was sick and tired of having to pick something new. I was sick and tired of looking to see what the next best thing is and trying to find those things, looking to figure out like what's going on and why in the world can I figure this thing called weight loss out, and why doesn't weight loss fit into my life? Some people have it figured out and I just don't. And when I heard Corinne, y'all, she just said it like it was, like No BS, what it's called. Literally, it was No BS. She said it like it was. Guys, you just listen to your body. That's all it is. That was the very, very, very best thing I could have heard. Just listen to your body. Everybody has a story of what it is that, why they signed up for No BS. And I kind of want to know that, because that's really where all this starts. It starts with a belief. It starts with a belief. Our history with dieting doesn't predict our ability to lose weight. What we think about what we do each day is our predictor. We are completely in control. We've had old thinking up until now, convinced that we can't lose weight, scared that it's not going to work, worried that if I don't lose all of my weight this time, when am I going to? Afraid I might screw up again. Is anybody on this call? Don't be afraid to raise your hand or say it in the chat. I've got it pulled up. You guys are pretty quiet today, but say it in the chat. Who is scared that they're going to screw it up this time? I'm going to be honest with you. I'm a little scared I'm going to screw it up. Screw up this call. But I'm scared, Julie. Thank you. I'm so glad. Yes. Yes, Joanne, Lana, Tess. Yes. I want you guys to know this is normal. It is completely normal for you to feel this way. Even Coach Betsy, she's still scared. We're all scared. If it's new, we're scared. I want to normalize that for you, y'all. This is new. When have you ever done something brand new and felt good about it, or felt like you had all of your eggs in one basket and going to do great? There's just doubt, and that's okay. And then there's the overwhelm. Oh, there's so far to go. What we do here at No BS is we want to change our thinking, our absolutely way of thinking. We want to help you pick a new or find a new way of thinking, more optimistic way of thinking is the way I like to think about it. So that thought, I'm convinced I can't lose my weight. Focus on what I could do a little better today. Notice little, just a little better. A lot of times when we're feeling scared and overwhelmed, it's because we've put so much on top of us. Let me be the first to tell you, don't put so much on top of you. That's okay. Scared it won't work. New thinking. Willing to make small changes to see what happens. Another way to think. Believe I can focus on feeling better now. How many times are we so stuck because we just feel bad? And what do we want? We just want to feel better, right? Focus on just feeling better. Not being perfect, but feeling better. So, and has quitting ever helped you before? That's another new way to think. Has quitting ever helped me before? No. In the beginning, you don't need to believe that you're going to lose all of your weight. Nope. You just need to believe that you're going to figure out how. You just have to figure out how. Here's the cool part. We give it to you. That's why No BS Weight Loss Course was created. It was to give it to you, to figure out how you're going to do this, because I'm sure you're sitting there with Kara. This all seems great. I want to believe these new things. How can I believe them? Well, it all starts with the belief in the long run. So I want you to hang with me. Stay here. Stay here with me. We're going to start, if you did pull out the thing, if you were able to get the new member guide printed, but if you didn't, pull out a piece of paper. I even have some paper right here, just in case, to show you. You can just write it out. This is kind of what it looks like. And we're going to answer this top question right here. And it says, name three things you can believe in to start today. Remember to keep it easy and doable. So we want three things that you can start believing in today. I want you to pop them in the chat. Let's do this together. This is another great thing about No BS, is we like to feed off of one another. It's easier to think when you've got other people thinking with you. So three things that you can believe in starting today, and remember to keep it easy and doable. All right. Let's see, what do we think? Yep, thank you, Coach Betsy, for putting it in. Yep, for naming three things that you can believe in starting today. I know one, that this journey can be easy. Beth, I can do hard things. Drinking water instead of sweet tea, I love that. Or even a really great level up, Juana, is to half and half. Half sweet tea, half water. Dilute it a little. Julie, I'm determined. I will not quit no matter what. And my future self is a total badass. I love that. I love these every day. I plan every day. I can level up my habits. I can develop consistency with not overeating. I love that, Karen. Yes. Okay. So practice the feeling of belief each day with things that are easy to believe in and do. This builds the momentum and courage to keep going. How many times have you said to yourself, I just want to feel motivated to do something? Mull it over in your brain. I just want to feel motivated to do something. Like a drink of water while you're mulling. I'm going to read this one more time. Practice the feeling of belief each day with the things that are easy to believe in and do. This builds momentum and courage to keep going. That's the key to motivation, believing, the courage and the momentum to keep going, believing you can do it. And we have to define success, because that's how we've defined success. That's how we know if we're going to do it. We have a thought in our brain about believing in success, right? What success means, what it means for us to be successful. So on page, or in your piece of paper, on your piece of paper, I want you to do a couple of things. What does success mean? Pop it in the chat. What does success mean to you? For some of us right now, especially if you're just starting, losing weight. That means success. That means your success. Self-compassion, Deb said. Another version of success is you see a decline in overeating over the next 6 months. You become more consistent, like Beth said. Kay says meeting my goals. Some more success. Your self-talk improves, resulting in less reliance on others for your worth. You reach maintenance in a subtle way and resulting in a lifestyle you never need to take a break from. Ugh, how nice would that be? You reach a maintenance in a sustainable way, resulting in a lifestyle you never need to take a break from. Imagine never taking a break from your diet, never needing to take it, never wanting to take it. Success also could mean you make mistakes and you use them to grow. You eat foods that you love without fear or guilt and shame. You feel capable of losing weight. You feel worthy of self-care in your own admiration. You feel free to do things you've always wanted to do. Think about it. You know there's something in your brain that you've always wanted to do and you've never done it. Like, think about it right now. What is that thing? You can do it. For example, if it's hiking. If you want to go on a hike and that's what you want to do, you want to be that person who goes on a hike, sees the views and does all the things, all you have to do is start being that person, right? They have hiking shoes, go purchase some hiking shoes. Believe you can do it. It's a little bit of belief. When you lose the mental weight, you could gain a lot too. because you've got all of that mental weight that you've got going on. So you're going to gain confidence, positive self-talk, time, energy, a new outlook on life. Louise said, feeling good just to be me. You get to just be you here. That's exactly why we have No BS. This is a place where you get to be you, completely and authentically you. You get to show up as you every single time. So let's go ahead and define what this success looks like, okay? We're going to go ahead and agree that our success depends on us and us showing up and us asking the questions and participating. So tell me in the chat, why did you join No BS? I wanted to fill this out too. So I actually put what I would have put. I kind of put myself in my newbie shoes of when I first joined. I was sick of trying to fit myself into somebody else's plan. I really like breaking it down. I was sick of putting myself into somebody else's plan. There's a lot of different plans out there, but I have a different body than everyone else. And I was absolutely sick of that. And so when Corinne said I didn't have to eat breakfast, I was down for that. I was so excited to not eat breakfast and that it was completely okay. Tess joined to teach her daughter how to respect her body from the start. I love that. So many of us join for our family. So many of us do. Okay. I also want to know, how do you know you're experiencing success when I start to think or feel? I'll know I'm experiencing success. How will you know that you are experiencing this success? Oh, here are some more No BS joiners. Okay, let's read through some of these. I'll have to give you guys a little bit of a break to answer in the chat, I think. I was tired of eliminating food groups and miscellaneous calorie and crazy calorie limits and feeling deprived. I was tired of eliminating, I already read that one, sorry. To change my relationship with food, to be healthier and successful. We manage my diabetes for the last time, working on inner stuff. I'm here for my daughters. I want something that I could do for the rest of my life, permanently, not temporary. I love that. Coach Betsy, I joined because I knew there had to be a different way. And there is. There absolutely is a different way. And that's where this defining of success and figuring out these answers to these questions are so important. So let's answer it. I know I'm experiencing success when I start to think or feel. For me personally, I know I'm experiencing success when I start to think and feel. I initially want to say a little bit better, but when I start to feel proud, I think is one of mine. When I start to feel proud and when I feel good in my body, I know those seem really weird, but those are answers. Like when you've got to answer these things, I want you to answer them honestly. They may not make sense to everybody. Like my answers aren't going to make sense to you, but they'll make sense to other people. Like for example, Janet, not to regain my weight and to lower my A1C. My doctor hasn't said anything about my A1C, but that's important to Janet. These are your questions for you to answer. Here's the next part. When I start to do the following things, how are you going to know you're successful? What are you doing when you feel successful? My weight is important to me. Why is my weight loss important to me? The next question, is there anyone in my life who would love to see me succeed? Who and why? All of people in the chat who are saying family members, some people are saying doctors, friends. Luana, she said, I know I'm experiencing success when I see changes in my face. Let me just go back up. New population. I'm on camera 90% of the time at work. It bothers me to see my fatness in my face. First of all, you have a beautiful face, Luana. I can already tell you that. I don't see your face, but I know you have a beautiful face. That's something that I want you to work on. look at yourself in your camera and tell yourself, when you get off of here, find a mirror and tell yourself what you like about it. Be okay with being uncomfortable with that. I love that that's how you're going to experience success. Maybe your success could be feeling proud of how you look in Zoom also. My husbands and daughters are waiting. My grandma has always wanted me to succeed to lose the weight, and she's always approached it with love. I want to show her that I can do it, and she is succeed. Tess, you know, I really like that. When I was losing my weight, my mom really wanted to see me lose my weight. She's actually in the membership now. And she was one person who I had put down originally, was my mother. And because I knew it was hard on her to see me unhappy. I had finally gotten to where I could see that. Yes, Coach Betsy, thanks for reminding everyone so we can see it in the chat. All right. In order to achieve success, how am I going to show up and no BS? This is the real kicking question. In order to achieve success, how am I going to show up and no BS? Okay, how are you going to show up and no BS? Before we go any farther, we're about halfway through this call. It's about 22 minutes in. How are you going to show up and no BS? We've talked a lot about some things. We've set our intentions. That's really what we've done up until now. We've set our intentions, we've defined success, we figured out what it's going to look like. But now, in order to achieve it, you've got to show up and do it. So that all really starts with getting some support. You're here, and I love that. Keep showing up to these calls. But you have it in a whole lot of other places. Deb says she's ready to learn and grow and open to growing. And I love that. I'm getting ready to do the course attempt and listen to one call a week. I love that, Ben. I love these new goals. Yes, at least one live call a week, accountability group check-in every day, journal. Okay, these lists are getting long, guys. I want to address something very, very, very important. We have three types of no BS women around here. We have three different types. What are they? I bet you know them all. We have our moderation mamas, we have our deep dive divas, and our basic bitches. Beth knows she's a basic bitch. Coach Betsy reminds us we need to get small with these. Small and doable. Remember what you're saying about making sure they're easy and doable. Even if you're a deep dive diva, I want you to look at your list of these things. In order to achieve success, make sure they are easy and doable, that they feel good and like you want to do them. Think about it. When was the last time you didn't want to do something and you happily showed up to do it? Never. That's why you want to make sure it feels easy and doable. So many wavering between a moderation mama and a deep dive diva. That is exactly me. Sometimes I'm a deep dive diva and on some, I think it's subjects actually. And then sometimes it's a moderation mama where I just keep up with all of my things. Okay, let's go ahead and give you the website tour. I hope you guys are having a good time. I know that it is extremely exciting for everything to be new, but I want you guys to feel comfortable. There's only one question in the Q&A. I'm going to go ahead and answer it. Leslie asks, I can't find the place to introduce myself on Facebook. This is a really great question. At the top of Facebook, if you go to the official No BS Weight Loss Program group, you will see guides. When you click the guide section at the very top, you've got photos, you've got albums, you've got all of the different options. You're going to go click the one that says guides. When you click guides, what it does is it'll populate different things for you to go through. If you've never gone through those guides, they're really phenomenal. They talk to you about what it's like to be a no BS woman. It gives you a Facebook tour, all of those things. But the introduction thread is also in there, Leslie. So you can find that there. All righty. Let's go ahead and do a screen share. So where does all the magic live? What if you need questions? What if you need help? What if you need all of those things? Where can you go for that? This is why, this is exactly where you're going to go. This is your most important place, This is going to be where all of the magic happens. We just answered a question about Facebook, and a lot of times people get lost in Facebook. It's because it's fun, it's exciting, it's all the things. We're used to Facebook, but this is the website. This is your membership website. This is where all of the gold lives. This is where the weight loss happens. This is where you're going to see all of the information. This is where, if something comes out, this is where you're going to find it first. No matter what you're looking for, it's going to be on here. When you log in, you're going to land right here. If you ever have any questions, we have a couple of places you can get questions. If you need support or you're just struggling and need some help, right here at the bottom right-hand side of the corner down here, you have this blue question mark. When you click it, it will prompt you to talk to our fabulous support team. Yes, it goes right to them, and they are really, really quick. Mammy's back there, Vern's back there, and they are ready to just help at any cost. So be sure to reach out if you have any questions. This is where it becomes really important. Remember, we agreed that our success depended on you showing up and asking the questions. Don't be afraid to ask. That's why we're here. There's no dumb questions around here. There is not a single one. We are here to answer them for you. So if you have any questions, go ahead and pop them in the Q&A or pop them in the chat. But I'm going to keep giving you the website tour. So say you need Ask Coaches. Ask Coaches is a feature that is inside the membership where you can post questions anonymously and get coached within 48 hours. Your reply will be found in the recent answers. That's going to be right over here in this menu. If you are on your phone, it's going to be the pop down at the very top up here. But over here, you're going to go down to Get Coach and Ask Coaches. You'll see that it says recent answers. That's where you go after you've filled it out to go back and check your answer. You will not get an email. You will just come back and answer it. That's how we can make it. We can make it the anonymous. You're going to submit a question right here. Sheila said she loves Ask Coaches. I love Ask Coaches too. It is so good when you just need something. Like, you're ever in the shower and just have a question, like, think about it, get out, pop it into Ask Coaches, and then we're over here answering it and making sure that you've got everything to do. So you're going to submit here to ask your question. And you're going to put a title. I'm actually going to do this. Say, hi. Hi, Coaches. Whoops. You're showing the movies. AC. We call it AC behind the scenes. So, I don't know why I needed to crack it. It's a habit. We're going to submit our Ask Coaches, and then it's going to go in the queue for the coaches to answer. Once we've decided we're going to give them 48 hours to answer, you're going to come back. You can either stay here, click here to see the answer, or if you're coming back to the page, all you have to do is come down to Get Coach, this carrot right here, Ask Coaches one more time, recent answers, and that pulls you to all of your recent answers. Super easy. And that's your Ask Coaches. Another place is if you do, we talked about Facebook a little bit, this blue question mark at the bottom right hand corner, that's going to be your number one place to get a quick tech answer. If you want Coach's answer, that's going to be Ask Coaches. If you want a community answer, if you're pulling information, or for example, say you're like, I do not know what to put, what do I like about me today on this damn plan? I don't know what I like about me. Post it in the Facebook group. Use the community. Let the community help you answer that question. There are different, lots of different ways where you can go and get your questions answered. But it's up to you to ask them. So figure out where you want to go. So if you're going to, I'm going to walk you through the website just a little bit, but I want to make sure you've got everywhere you can answer your questions. So I'm going to come back to that in just a second, but I'm going to go through this menu. You're going to start here. This has you on this homepage right here. No BS orientation. Orientation is so important, y'all. It's what orients you to no BS. I want to make sure you watch this. If you have not watched it, it's so phenomenal. I would make us watch it right now, but we're on a time crunch, and I want to make sure that you get all of the information in that you need to, and it's just not a little bit too much. So you watch this when you have a chance. There are Only four here. 3 minutes, 4 minutes, 4 minutes, 2 minutes. You've got guys, I can't add it up that quickly, but we've got time to do that. Break it up. 3 minutes in the morning, 4 minutes in the evening, 4 minutes at lunchtime, 2 minutes in the afternoon the next day. Do what you need to do. Make it work for you. Here's the course. This is where the real magic happens. If you're participating in Mission Possible, you know that this is where we've been doing a lot of work. A lot of work. This is where you're going to lose your weight, the No BS course itself. This is where you learn everything that you need. This is where you're going to have everything you need. You've probably already padiddled around on this page, but I'm going to tell you, this is the most important page of this entire website. Not the Facebook group, not anything I've set up until now, this page. This is where the real magic happens, okay? So down here, we've got module one, setting yourself up for success, getting started. As you go through, I'm gonna show you. When you begin the course, it starts you at the very beginning. It's really nice, but you can come down here and see if you've gotten all of your boxes checked. But when you go through, right underneath it says mark as complete. This is where you're going to want to make sure you mark that box. That's what's going to make those blue check marks on the other page actually light up. They're underneath the lessons. So once you've completed your lesson, you mark it complete. Underneath your lessons, you're going to see that you have the No BS Weight Loss Program, how to use it. These are going to be your worksheets that go alongside of each lesson. Here's the really cool part though. You don't have to print them out all separately. You can do them at the same time. We're going to return back to our course. You can click here, right here, download all of the worksheets ahead of time by clicking here. So you can click here and you've got all of your worksheets. As you click through, I want you guys to do it at your pace. Remember I was telling you about the different type of No BS women around here. This is where I really want you to fall into you. This is your program. You get to decide this. There's no right way to do No BS. There's no perfect way. There's no wrong way to do it. We're figuring it out. That's the key. We're figuring it out. So you figure out what's going to work for you in your life. So don't feel like you need to do all of these all at the same time and all in 1 week. I personally recommend doing it at the pace that works for you. I like doing them one a week. I think that's great. This entire first module is only 69 minutes. It's 63 minutes, I think, if it's off the top of my head correctly. That's only one. It's a little over an hour for 1 week. And we have a lot of hours within a week. So put that into consideration. We've even added the minutes right here so you can go ahead and plan out like you'd like. All right, the newsletter and calendar. This is where you're going to get all of the things that you need for No BS. This is where you're going to find the happenings for all of the week. Right here, this gets updated on Saturdays. Got some upcoming calls. Anything that you need is going to be in here. Got some spotlights for some subgroups, all the things there. Self-study resource. I forgot. We also have the training calendar here. This is where you're going to get all of your information for training resources. That's going to be all of the Zoom calls. This is our Zoom call calendar. You probably went here to find today's call. Let's see, let me find right here. You can find today's call. You can view the calendar and subscribe to the calendar. I recommend subscribing to the calendar. It's extremely easy. You press this button and your device will prompt you through it syncing to your calendar. It is super simple, but if you have any questions, you can always press this blue dot with the question mark in the right-hand side of the corner, in the bottom right-hand side of the corner. This is also where you're going to find the replays. So everything that's on this calendar gets recorded and put right here in the video replays. These are also loaded into your private member podcast, which is super exciting too. But this is where you can get all of your latest things. If you've not listened to this dropped this morning, it is so, so good. Underneath here, you have self-study resources. Self-study resources is what you're gonna do after No BS. Remember, your number one goal is to finish No BS. This is where all of the real good nitty-gritty information, the lessons are. It's where everything's gonna be. But this is where you can keep learning when you're done. This is where you continually grow. This is where you keep implementing things. We've got things like right now we're doing Mission Possible, where everyone's going back through the No BS course together and doing it all together. There's other self-paced workshops. We actually have a prompt of what to do after No BS. Book studies, helpful worksheets, meditations, and SOS. What is an SOS? SOS is, are you struggling? This is a fantastic, fantastic place for you to go if you are struggling. Look, these, I mean, how many times do we see this? I'm always eating a snack at this time. I'm overwhelmed. I'm doing all the things, but nothing has changed. This is a phenomenal resource. Make sure you're doing it. We also ask coaches. Don't forget that. All right. Here comes to the planner is underneath. You've got the No BS planner right here. Make sure you've printed it out. If you haven't had a chance to order it, it's not a big deal. It's pretty cool. This is the full size planner. The I don't have my, my little size is upstairs, but the little size comes to right about here. So make sure you printed it all out. All right. Oh, I got a question in the Q&A. How is this feeling, everybody? I'm going to pop open the chat too. How is this helpful? Do you like being able to walk through it? Dina says she's nearly finished in the main No BS course. How do I decide which path to do next? Or is there a recommended path? I just answered that. Let's go ahead and do that. So right here under self-study resources, what after No BS, what's next? This is where you can find what our recommended path is right here. There, hold on, it's not loading. There's even a video talking to you about what to do after you're done. So go ahead and check this page out, Deanna. It is super, super helpful of what to do. I highly recommend Basics 2.0. It just digs a little bit deeper into all of the basics and is really taking No BS on to life with you. I lost my chat. Okay. I'm going to stop screen sharing now. Sorry, guys. Here it goes. I'm so sorry, guys. But Tia, well, let me stop the screen share for some reason. Okay. Thank you. All right. I stopped the screen share. So I think we've gotten through most of it. I want to go on to page 7 of the kickoff guide, and I want to, guys, I'm so nervous. I really messed that up, and I didn't like that. This is a really great example of how even something that you can prepare for can go not as planned, or things can change, and this is a really great example of what No BS is. We figure things out as we go along. Just because something doesn't go right, it's really under my skin that messed up. It's really under my skin. And I can even say that Coach Betsy is in there saying, it's no biggie, just keep going. But you know, our brains spin. And that is really what I wanted to make sure that you guys get today. Your brain is going to spin. You just have to keep going. So that's what we're going to do. We're going to keep going. Thank you, Deanna. Okay, what are 3 words that you intend to show up for the next 6 weeks or the next 6 months inside of No BS? 3 words that describe how you intend to show up for the next 6 months inside of No BS. Pop them in the chat. Progress, not perfection. Love it, Jean. Love it. Consistency, for sure. Belief. We talked about belief. Doable. Reaching out. Not being afraid. Determined. Courage. Like it. Not quitting. Fearless. I love it. Celebrate me. Yes. I want y'all to celebrate all of the little wins. That is the big, that's a really big thing. You've got to celebrate the small things. The small things do matter. It doesn't matter how small it is. They all add up. Attentive, non-judgmental, and paced. I love that. Mojo, fantastic. Trying something new utilizes resources. Yes, I just showed you a lot of resources. And when you sign up as a new member, you get a lot of resources. And it can also feel extremely overwhelming. Not only are we trying to learn and put ourselves into something new, into a new group, and we're meeting people, but we're trying to change our mindset. We're trying to lose weight and live our life. Though, because the world's still spinning, things are still happening, but we're trying to change it. But we have resources, and utilizing them is so important. And sometimes we can just forget we've got them. Everything is figure outable. I like it. Okay, so where do you start? I want you to make sure that you've got orientation done. Make sure you listen to orientation. Start the No BS course. If you've not started it, get to it. Oh, Karen, I like that a lot. Karen says, stop worrying about what everyone else in my life thinks and think about me. Yes. Make sure you've downloaded your private member podcast. That's going to be living under your extras in that menu on the website. Make sure you've checked that out. You also received an email with your private member podcast instructions. But that blue dot at the right-hand corner, they will help you set your private member podcast up if you have any questions. Use the No BS planner. Print your own or order some from us. Either one is completely fine, but you want to make sure you have it. Join the Facebook group. We talked about the Facebook groups a little bit. That's going to be under the Facebook and accountability tab on the website. Make sure that you go there and there is a Facebook subgroup and community tab that you can click. And all of those are direct links to Facebook, and you can ask to join the subgroups there and the main group there as well. The weight loss course, the No BS weight loss course. That's where we always want you to start. I know a lot of you probably have already started it, especially with the Mission Possible going, but I really just wanted to hone it in that that's where the gold is. On that website, that's where you're going to get everything. That's where your motivation lives. That's where your friends are, because that's where we are in Zoom. That's where you can get connected to the Facebook. So make sure you check out that. Hit your orientation up, start on the weight loss course, and then share with us in Facebook. But the website is where everything that you need is going to live. Now, you're going to have days like this where you may think you've screwed up, but you've got to keep remembering that you're going to figure it out. So one thing I want you to remember is you're going to figure it out. When you feel a little bit stuck, go to that website. Go to the No BS course. Press play. Go to orientation. If you're feeling really stuck and you just need a pick-me-up, go to listen to that orientation. If you need to reorient yourself of where you are, go to that orientation. Don't forget your planner. You're going to be planning every single day. So don't forget that too. Now, do you guys have any questions? Do you have anything you want me to clarify? Elders here, do you have anything you want to share? What are some wisdoms? If you've been in the membership for a while, if you've been around for a little bit, what is something you want to share with the newbies? What is something that you want them to know or that you wish you started? Thinking. Give them a thought they can hold on to. When you're having a hard time believing, it's really good to turn to other people's beliefs. See what they're believing. Listen to what they have to say. Use their thoughts a little. Never quit, no matter what. Baby steps. I love it. No matter what, just show up. Trust the process. Do whatever Corinne says, even if it feels different. I like that you say, do whatever Corinne says. I want you to do what Angie likes, though, Angie. But see if it feels different. Be willing to try things on. Module 2 is all about being a scientist versus a judge. Make sure you have on that scientist coat. Don't judge yourself so much. Doable plans are the ones you will follow. Absolutely. Welcome home, and this program can change your life. and wait. Meet yourself where you are at every single day. Be realistic and focus on your thinking. So I want to know some wins. Multiples have come through here as wins. We talked about belief, and that is something that is so important in the beginning, is find your wins. So give me some wins you've got today. And that's what I'm going to challenge you with as we leave. I want to make sure that you know what you can do that is easy and doable today. What is something you can do today? What is your wins? Can you talk about tips for the day after an overeat or overdrink? Absolutely. What you need to do is find the little wins. Definitely on a day after an overeat. Here's why. You had an overeat, but you did some other good things during there. You probably were aware of your hunger. You still got your water in. You still gotten some sleep. So my biggest tip is to reflect. Do a discovery worksheet on your overeat or your overdrinking. Make sure you're reflecting on why you did it. What thoughts brought you to doing it? Be experimental. Be open and curious about what's going on rather than judgmental about it. That's my number one tip. Patty asks, wish I slowed down a bit and focused more on the present lesson or agenda. Oh, this is what she wants to share. She wished she slowed down a bit and focused on the present lesson or agenda. Don't worry about being behind. You are never too old or too fat. That is so true. You are never too old or too big. Very true. All right, let's read off some of these. A doable 24-hour plan. These are their wins for today. Got out of bed this morning. Coach Betsy, I hear that. My doggies are enjoying the last two bites. Taking time to join this call, Karen. I'm really glad you took time to join this call too. I exercised today. Yay, show up. It's got 64 ounces of water in already. Listen to hunger this morning. Waited for hunger for breakfast. Holded space for myself for journaling. Walked 30 minutes. Very good. And told themselves that they were worried. I am learning what enough feels like. I love that. Okay. Are there any other questions before we wrap up today? As I'm letting those come in, I just want to share this with you really quick. In the beginning, it can seem like there is a lot of information coming at you. But I want you to remember that no matter what, you're in control of the information that you have. So if there's too many podcasts, turn off the podcast app. Too many emails, don't check your emails. Go to the website, check your newsletter weekly. Make this work for you. There's no right way to do no BS. There's no right way to do anything, really. The only right way is when you've done it, because it's done. It doesn't matter how you've done it, it's just done. And there's going to be a lot of doing, but there's also a lot of thinking in this. Remember, I want you to remember that you want to feel good while you're doing this. Up until now, you've done a lot of diets that you've just followed blindly. And we're asking you to do something a little different. We're asking for you to listen to your body, to become aware, to take a little bit of a note of what's going on, and then to make a plan of how you're going to move forward. That's really it. When you put it that way, it sounds a lot easier, right? So take that. Remember what I was saying about taking other people's thoughts and a little bit of belief? This can be easy. It does not have to be like it's been before, but it's up to you. You have to decide for it to be easy. We've given you the tools. You've got everything you need. Now it's up to you. So, welcome. I'm so glad you're here, especially for my newbies. I know we've got a lot of joiners, a lot of new joiners, but then a lot of people who are here for a refresher. And my people who are here for a refresher, I'm so glad you're here. I hope that this was helpful for you. And I hope that your motivation is going, because you can do this. It just takes a very little bit. If you leave this call ready to drink a glass of water, ready to set a bedtime this evening with a plan of attack for the rest of the day and a good thought in your brain, then you're ready to go. You just got to believe you can. I believe you can. Coach Betsy believes you can. I know she does. Corinne for sure believes you can. Now we just want you to believe you can. We believe in you. So now it's time for you to believe in you. All right. I hope you guys have a fantastic day. I hope this was helpful. I hope this was informational. Hit us up on Facebook if you have any questions. You can email us at support@pmptribe.com, or you can reach out and ask coaches for any coaching. All right. Y'all have a fantastic time, and I will see y'all later. Bye, guys.